It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's graduation season, which means some folks are very worried about the state of English grammar.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Rena.
You know, I don't know about you, but I graduated from high school. I did not graduate high school, which is correct.
I also graduated from high school and from college. But if you look around, more and more people are graduating high school and graduating college.
Where does that come from?
There's been a good amount of change around the verb graduate. My colleague Lucy Ferris, who blogs for Lingua Franca on the Chronicle of Higher Education, wrote a nice piece about this recently, talking about how with this one we can see prescriptions changing. So it used to be that the university was supposed to graduate you, so the University of Michigan could graduate its students. In the 19th century, we started to get that students could graduate from the University of Michigan. And when that came in the 19th century, people really didn't like it and said students should not be able to graduate from places. Now in the 20th century, graduate from has become the standard correct version, and you see its usage skyrocket over the 20th century. It quadruples in usage. And now we're seeing another change where people graduate college or graduate high school. The prescription is now say graduate from, don't say graduate college.
Fickle language anyway. What's matriculation mean?
Matriculation technically means, if you look in most dictionaries, to enroll in or at. And you'll often see it used that way, but there appears to be some confusion. People sometimes use matriculate to mean graduate, from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. And I could not find a lot of consensus about what preposition comes after matriculate. Do you matriculate at a university? Do you matriculate in a university, to a university, or do you just matriculate?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I could not find much agreement about it.
I don't know. I still think it sounds dirty. Let's move on, though. Commencement. Is there a difference between commencement and graduation?
Some universities will make a distinction between the ceremony of graduation versus commencement. I think some people feel a little confused about why the end of your college career would be called a beginning, a commencement. And the idea is that the end of your high school or college career would be the time that you're commencing upon a professional life, a professional career. So it's the commencement of that part of your life.
Interesting. Well, and might we just say congratulations to all our new grads across the state of Michigan.
Yes, congratulations. Job well done.
Thanks so much, Ann.
Thanks, Rena.